here from last time to today.
Very nice.
It's a very nice topic. Ja, ja, ich habe aber mal aufgehört. Although in the stage of sadhana, the relish is slightly transient due to the presence of anarthas and so, in the stage of prema bhakti, the relish is very deep. By saying apake sadhana gati, Srila Thakur Mahasaya is hinting at some of the principles of sadhana bhakti. One of the meanings of the word gati is flow. Just as the Mandakini constantly flows towards the ocean and will not stop unless and until it reaches the ocean, similarly the Mandakini flow of sadhana bhakti constantly flows towards the ocean of prema bhakti. Although its fruits are compared with ripe and unripe stages, still the thirst for prema bhakti remains constantly awake within the heart of the sadhaka, thus constantly awakening the tendency towards sadhana bhakti within him that leads him towards the kingdom of Prem. That point is consistent in this part of the Tripadi. Another meaning of the word gati is that sadhana bhakti is the means to attain prema bhakti, but is also the goal itself. This means that
sadhana bhakti is the goal to reach prema bhakti. Again.
Another meaning of the word gati, which was translated as flow, is that sadhana bhakti is the means to attain prema bhakti, but also the goal itself, sadhana bhakti.
Because if you don't start sadhana, then I cannot reach to the goal. And we can find the goal also in sadhana bhakti. Because that, when I will start, then it will come to us. At the time of sadhana bhakti, there is coverage from the material thing. So anarthas are coming. So many places you see that talking about only anartha.
गिल साहब का कहीं रिलेशन से होगा कोई आया है फिक्शन में लेकिन
औरत है क्या
नहीं औरत नहीं लड़के है तू
तो साधना भक्ति इज का बिकॉज ऑफ अनर्थस सम टाइम अप्स एंड डाउन कमिंग इन साधना. But we don't need to stay to discuss of that. We have to go to the prema bhakti. We have to start again flowing. Anartha will come and go. No need to bother more and more for now. Yeah.
So this is there is the greed necessary.
Yes.
Also necessary. In the.
दर्शन के लिए आ गए आपके
अच्छा
अच्छा जा रहे थे सोचा मिलते चले
अच्छा अच्छा आपका हर अच्छे
जी मैं केसी घाट पर रहता हूँ
अच्छा अच्छा
केसी घाट पर है मेरा मंदिर है खपाटिया कुंज काफी
बड़ा
वहाँ के महंत हूँ
अच्छा
महंत हूँ
अच्छा
बहादुर जी पिताजी
अच्छा
खपाटिया किसी जाना था, सोचा महाराज जी इसके दर्शन करते चलो। उस दिन आए थे क्या महाराज जी?
हाँ
अच्छा, मैंने देखा नहीं था ज्यादा।
कहाँ पर?
मुकिल साहब के यहाँ।
हाँ
देखा नहीं सर।
किस दिन?
उनके जन्मदिन के टाइम पे तो शायद आप थे नहीं, वो अभी हफ्ते भर पहले कुछ उन्होंने पार्टी कर दी थी, नहीं आए थे। ये सब आए थे सबसे मुलाकात के साथ से उधर से। और महाराज जी आपका स्वास्थ्य कैसा है? अच्छा
हरी
So this means that it embodies prema bhakti, which has been indicated in the example of the ripe and unripe fruit.
One is ripe fruit and one is unripe fruit. But we have to wait for ripe, na? But fruit is there. We cannot deny that this is not fruit. Little we have to wait to get the prema bhakti, but at the time of sadhana, the goal is the prema bhakti. If the goal is prema bhakti, it's a flow, it will go there. There's no doubt in this. The stage only ripe or not ripe. That is, somebody is, what you say, we are bonded soul, we are covered soul, we are covered with material desires. So we are not ripe, so some desires are coming, right? And sometimes disturbance are coming because of the coverage, no? But this is no meaning. It's not very seriousness. Don't bother for that. If you go in walk and if you fall down, you stop walking or you have to again stand and walk. Don't need to bother for that. Clean your clothes and walk. Then you will write now. For the prema bhakti, it not stop your flow. That small thing affect you so much that you cannot walk now. It's a crazy idea. No? It's nothing like this, no seriousness. Because it's all materially covered now. So material covering to the plastic, not to your spiritual consciousness. Rubber is a stool is a rubber, gross body.
So, even if we have a negative, bad experience, we just
walk out,
clean and continue.
Walk out, clean yourself and go ahead. Don't think even that you do mistake. You have that come in your life to learn that. Don't keep your mind there. Go for the flow. Go for the goal, think for the goal, not discuss on that, not think for that. If in the mind coming that you do mistake, forget that. Go ahead to become right.
So, this has been indicated in the example of the ripe and unripe fruit. Or it means
you think that I am not ripe, so maybe some misunderstanding, some mistakes can come in my life. When I will ripe, I will be more to eat, more to soft, more to sweet. This time I am not sweet because not ripe. I have to go for ripe.
Or it means that sadhana bhakti is both the means and the goal.
Wow. So sadhana bhakti is not like a bad thing. It's a means also need necessary to ripen it. And the goal is also, it will take us to some goal also. If somebody says, I no need to chant because it's going on. Then going on, then what I'm doing, sadhana. This is the means to do. I have to do something. We have to work, serve something. We have to do. If I will become idle, I will become idle. Nothing. I cannot be for the prema bhakti. Then I have in my life some other goal. Active in love and in your sadhana. Six, 7 hours. Minimum. Maybe 24 hours. How much you can do? Nothing to shame, nothing to hide from this.
Question. In sadhana, so when I cook and I speak in myself, mala mantra, or is sadhana just when I meditate with the chapa?
Cooking for yourself?
No, for a prasadam first, and then
for yourself? Or for deity or to distribute?
First,
offer, and if you eat for yourself only, then it's not sadhana. If you cook for deity and distribute to all and eat little, then it's sadhana.
Yes, so.
Little small. If you eat something left, you eat. That is sadhana. You cook, offer, and eat for yourself. It's only doing for yourself. Prema will not rise with it. Okay? Something is you are doing that you are offering. But you have to distribute. You have to give to others. Maybe small piece, share, you eat for you. Something, if left. If not, then give. Then you will feel more excited, more mercy. Sadhana means tapa, austerity. Without tapa, you cannot make the gold pure. If you want to make the gold pure, you have to burn it. When it will become liquid, then gold will become pure, metal will become separate. Somebody gives some chemical also to make pure. Means you have to be pure by your sadhana for the prema. Anartha will come, but walk for it. Chalo, chalo. This is not my place to stay. My goal is different, not to create anarthas and leave it anarthas. Why we are sick, we are in the problems, we suffer because of our creation of anarthas. We suffer. We don't know our goal of life.
So it is both the means and the goal, because the relish of sadhana bhakti is also not less. Even the premika bhaktas covet the relish of sadhana bhakti. Those who relish ripe mangoes also like the taste of unripe mangoes. Those who relish ripe mangoes also like the taste of unripe mangoes in the form of mango pickles, for instance.
Today I was eating an unripe
mango. But ripe mango is sweet, and ripe mango is different taste. But both is to relish. Like if you doing for yourself, and if you do for others, you suffer to do that, but you relish that. You feel very satisfied by doing it, right? Why you very satisfied when you distribute prem prasad with your hands? You relish more than you are eating, because you are giving to the person who is needed for that. So what is this? This is the prema, ripe mango you are doing to achieve that prema. Your action is working to achieve that prema. You feel satisfaction more than you're eating. This is sadhana. Any question?
He wants to know about the meaning of a word.
Another meaning of the word gati is sort. Then, apake sadhana gati means the stages of sadhana bhakti from shraddha up to asakti are the unripe phase. Bhava bhakti or rati is the slightly ripe phase, and prema bhakti is the fully ripe stage. In some editions of this book, we can find the reading Apake Sadhana Riti. Here Riti is understood to be indicating the aforementioned sequence. Srila Thakur Mahasaya says, this is Bhakati Lakshana Tattva Sara, meaning that whatever is coveted during the stage of sadhana is attained at the time of siddhi. The only difference is that it is unripe in the face of sadhana and ripe in the face of siddhi. This is the essence of devotional principle. Another meaning can be that the secrets of Manjari Bhav sadhana that have been revealed from Tripadi number 52, Sri Rupa Manjari Sara, up to this current Tripadi, are the characteristics of the essence of the principles of bhakti, or the charama niryasa, the ultimate extract. The characteristics of the essence of the principles of bhakti are selfless service to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
Selfless service. Self, not self, any test. Selfless. All service what you do, selfless. Right, yes.
This is in
there is no comparison to the pure and selfless service of the Manjaris to be found anywhere.
Pure and selfless. Krishna is beautiful. He is very charming. He wants to impress me. We are Manjaris, we are girls. He wants to kiss me, but we have no desire for that. This is selfless. He stopped. No, you cannot do this. If you want to do, embrace Radhika or kiss Radhika. Selfless. This is the Manjari's self. Honest. Friend of Radhika, no one to steal his friend. No, like that Krishna I steal because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I become now perfection in Manjari form. So I will steal Radhika's lover, Krishna. No, selfless. No, my desire, anything. With Krishna. I want to please Radhika only by the serving selfless service. To fulfill the all desire of Radhika and Krishna, but not with selfless. So when I will practice in the sadhana bhakti, selfless service, then I can develop my perfection in there also, in our citadel. His lips are sweet, his eyes are sweet, his body is very fine, very nice, very special. My eyes is attracting with all this beauty, but there we have to become selfless that no desire comes for me. That is the prema. And you will feel the same taste what Radhika is feeling with Krishna because we are all expansion of Radhika in the form of Manjari. So if we touch the hand of Radhika Krishna, I will feel that he is also touching my hand. But it's a feeling, not doing. No desire for that. This is the Manjari's bhajan sadhana. This is the bhajan of our spiritual form, divine consciousness, highest in the universe, in all sadhana. This is the topmost sadhana. But we are so bounded, so covered, we slip from the group. All are sadhaka, till we know right ourselves for in that mood. And it's also sadhana is a start and ending. Sadhana will go on and on. You cannot come out from the sadhana. It is a process. This is beginning and ends here. Sadhana is, by sadhana I can reach there and this sadhana will go on and on. Where? Out, not outside, inside, by your bhajan. You will go more deep in your self. Why bhajan is necessary? Because of this, this is sattva. For the realization.
There is no comparison to the pure and selfless service of the Manjaris to be found anywhere. They embody the summit of selflessness. This is the end of the Tripadi 56. Narotamada sekoe eno muraoe rajapure anu ragevasa sakigana ganate amare likibetate tabahi purabo api lasa. Narottam Das says, may I live in Rajapur with deep devotional attachment. My desires will be fulfilled when I am counted and written down among the Sakis. Living in Braj with Anurag.
Living in Braj with Anurag. Anurag means prayer. Raga. Doing no offense with anyone.
Also, möge ich in Vrajapura mit tiefen, hingebungsvollen, tiefer hingebungsvoller Zuneigung und Anziehung leben. Meine Wünsche werden erfüllt, wenn ich niedergeschrieben werde und mit den Sakis, wenn ich zu den Sakis zugehörig bin, dann werden meine Wünsche erfüllt. In this Tripadi, Srila Thakur Mahasaya desires to live in Braj with Anurag, with constant attachment, and to be counted amongst the Sakis. Here we can understand that he prays for living in Braj with Anurag, both in the Sadaka and the Siddhadeha.
We want to live in Braja with this sadhaka deha, physical deha, like you are living. And you, from your siddha deha, spiritual form also, you don't want to go out from Braja. Oh, so good. If this sadhaka deha has to go out, no problem. But my siddha deha, my spiritual consciousness, always in the meditation of the Vrindavan. Thinking for that. Sadhak, Ideha, and Siddhita. So I have to practice to always live with Siddhideha and Vrindavan. If Sadhak Deha go out, so Vrindavan is a place to come to develop our sadhak deha, siddha deha realization that if I go out, I am always in Vrindavan. If I don't understand the difference, I go from the out from Vrindavan, I go out. I come in Vrindavan and I do offenses, I cannot go in Siddhartha. Radha. Everything external is external. How to be in your sadhana, for your sadhana, for going in Siddhartha. And if Siddhartha has to go out with some circumstances, sadhana has to go out from some circumstances. My Siddhartha always continuously staying in the, living in the brother. That is the goal of life. This is Gaudiya Siddhanta. Mahaprabhu Siddhanta is this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to service. Six Goswami's guidelines is this. This sadhana we have to do, and we come for Vrindavan only for this. Not reach the goal. Apradha, some mistakes making trouble to other, pain to others. This is apradha. Offenses. Then we cannot go to Siddhartha to realize I cannot mature myself. The mango is not mature because I am in the sadhakdeha, but I do mistakes. By covering, and I cannot realize my Siddhartha. When I will realize Siddhartha, then I am not staying there because I do mistake and again come in Sadhartha. So we have to be very sensitive. When you got the Siddhartha, you become very sensitive to protect yourself like a some ripe food is in the mango tree. You have to protect it. If not, then the birds will eat. Others will come and break and eat. You have to keep it. It's a ripe food. So you have to, little protection is important. The caring is important. You got it, but you have to keep it nicely, na? That you can taste. You can feel that. It's a sunset. When this apradha will end, when we are conscious, we unconscious just can catch. We have to always conscious with myself. This is our bhajan. When we are conscious, apradha will come and go. Maybe it comes. Some might by my mistake. But it cannot stay because I am conscious. I will go out from that.
But Gurudev, there's a deeper meaning also of aparada, because if you see the word, one is saying to not offend, no makes no offenses, but
yes.
If you say aparada, this everything which is offending Radha is not in harmony with her.
Yes.
This is the deeper
this
meaning
also,
of aparada.
Also, you see, yeah. Very nice. He's doing PhD research. Apa, what is not favorable to Radha,
yes.
Radha is aparada. Beautiful.
All ignorance, ego, is fixed.
Who would not go to the to reach to the prema bhakti,
yes.
They are apa. Apa means useless. What you say is not useful. It's mistakes. It's not Radha's way.
Yes.
Wow. Beautiful. Very good research.
Sadhgurudev, in the Siddha Deha, how can we practice not to make aparada?
Siddha Deha, coming in Sadhak Deha is also apa. From Siddha Deha, coming in Sadhak Deha is also apa. But you have to come because to keep you alive in this body, you have to come sometime. Raghunath Das Goswami coming back and then go crying for that. So that will go. Then taste will be more, greed will be more going. But we have to do sadhana. Sadhak Deha to Siddha Deha, again come back in Siddha Deha, again go in Siddha Deha, and again come back from Siddha Deha to Sadhak Deha, again practice to go there. It will go on and on. And slowly you will start staying in Siddha Deha, then more and more loving thing you will start in. More and more staying there, more and more taste will come. Like when we are in the material consciousness, bodily consciousness, sense consciousness, and we come in Siddha Sadhak Deha, is a different. Different direction. One direction is taking out, one direction taking in. And one direction taking in, and then from there you feel out. It's more deep. It's more deep there. Siddha Deha, you coming out, like a Nivrittanda Kunja, you coming out to the Kunja. And when you coming out from the Sadhak Deha, Nikunja you coming, and then Kunja you coming. And when you going out from that to the material thinking, then in the outside of the Kunja. It's a three stages. The divine thing. Kunja, Nikunja, and Nibhritna Kunja. You see, in a Siddha Deha. When you come out again in Sadhak Deha, you come in Nikunja. When you are practicing sadhana, Kunja Prasadana. And one is out of Kunja also. You cannot think for that. When you are in the material condition and you have some outside. You forget all your consciousness that time. Anybody will do this. And this is because of the practice to stay outside in the material consciousness. And living and doing the practice, it's difficult to come in Kunja also. Kunja means to to sadhak deha, to think that we are sadhak deha and we practice to go for prema bhakti is also difficult. And when you practice, then it's difficult to go out also. When you go more deep to practice, then you, when you go in the in siddha deha, it's also difficult to come out for sadhak deha. Then you feel angerness from inside. Why disturbance is happening? Understand? Like in his sadhana, if somebody wants to take you out for the metta, you disturb, you become little, not unhappy inside. Sometimes you become angry. And if they are in material consciousness, if you try to teach them, they will never understand why this is happening. For them is a funny what sadhak is doing. And for them is a funny in a siddhi deha what they are doing, because they cannot realize that. For who is living in a siddhi deha, for them it's all clear. Because they are in the highest consciousness. So it's a very personal, very confidential practice. It's rare to share this. And rare the person to understand this. It's not easy.
First, we shall speak of living in Braj. With
first, we have to speak this. What living in Braj? Not thinking that I'm for Delhi, Mumbai, living in Braj with your mind and your heart and your everything. You have to live with all your senses. If your senses is required, you fulfill your desire of senses here. They say, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, if you have to make the prostitute to your daughter, you make this prostitute if you have to stay in Vrindavan. If you have to do anything to live in Vrindavan and you have no way, you can do that. But Vrindavan living is more important than what you can do. Living, you have to keep your mind there, then you can relax. What a good
wow.
You see, Vrindavan Mahima, one book of Vrindavan Mahima by Raghunath Das Goswami, surprising. Any heart thing has to do, you have to do for that. This very nice book, Vrindavan Mahimavrita. What is the beauty of Vrindavan? What is the quality of Vrindavan? Because this sadhana, your siddha deha sadhana or your sadhana, you can do only in Vrindavan, not outside of that. You can listen class there, and you can go from material world for some time to the sadhak deha. No sadhak deha. Sometimes you come in body, pure goodness, not pure goodness. You stay in some 10-15 minutes when you are listening class, and when you go out from the room, you forget everything. This you can do in outside of Vrindavan, but here, by your bhajan, by your sadhana, you can go more deep. And now, before many people got this realization, and they are on this process. Not that they are in there. This. Simple thing, only to listen name is easy. And if you want to listen outside of Vrindavan name, you have to expend some battery to listen that, if you have a MP3. Electricity for that. It's simple. It's so easy. The name is easy. The prasadam is easy. You have to find in the shop of the Switzerland where I will get to offer something. And here you go to any shop. They are making everything to offer. You can buy and you can offer. If you want to touch their things, they will become angry, because this is all for offering. Very simply, you walk here is a parikrama. All steps are parikrama. What you do, everything is a positive for the spiritual development and your sadhak there. Divine thing, you cannot get any place in the world out of it. I was in Puri and Mayapur also. I don't feel the same taste. Like, I don't know, maybe I am because of Radha Mohan, but I don't feel that. I don't know. Jai Radha.
Dam?
Kya dam? Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe.
Jai
Radhe.
Jai Shri
Radhe. Bas, rahan do. Haan, kya bhao?
Wo rasta ka ye.
Vah, badhiya to hai. Bada bhari. Kitne ka hai?
Ye meter hisab se aata hai, ye square meter.
Tab?
Ye 300 rupaya square meter. आज जो रास्ता पे जो लगता है वो वाला वो है 250 रुपए स्क्वायर मीटर
तो ऊंचा ज्यादा होने
नहीं ये तो रास्ता पे लगेगा ना इतने पे इसके बाद